I am Sean O'Connor. This is my energy. Let's get used to it. All right, good.
You may not know the name Sean O'Connor, but take note now. He's one of the rising stars in the alternative comedy world. He already has a stand-up special on Comedy Central, he's been featured on Conan, and he's written for several television shows.
I was a really smart kid growing up. I don't know if any of you guys are smart, but I was. Here's how I know I was smart. I quit karate as a child so I wouldn't have a ponytail as an adult. Now you guys know that I'm very smart.
This weekend, Sean is recording his first comedy album, and he's chosen to do it, of all places, in Bloomington, Indiana.
Well, I started comedy in New York, and then I've been doing comedy in Los Angeles the last 3 years, and I knew I didn't want to do it in either of those cities, just because like I feel like I've run my jokes into the ground here. And so like I picked Bloomington just because it's my favorite comedy club. So it's like, oh, cool, if they'll have me, that's where I want
to
do it.
According to Jared Thompson, owner of the Comedy Attic, Sean's particular brand of comedy is a perfect fit for the crowds here in Bloomington.
You know, we love Sean, and he's a perfect example of what we do here at the Comedy Attic, which is kind of stay one step ahead of what's happening in comedy. You see so many of the comedians in the last 4 years or so that have had, you know, new shows on television or have had kind of like breakout roles and things. A lot of them have been here at the club.
Ultimately, it begs the question, why here? Why has this small room in Bloomington become such a draw for the comedy elite? Well, much of it has to do with Jared creating the right atmosphere over the last 5 years.
I mean, it's like, you know, almost like going to the theater or, you know, any other art form where you have to really just pay attention. We have slowly but surely kind of molded our audiences to understand what's happening in this business. And I think that when we first opened, they weren't necessarily sure of what was happening in comedy, like currently. And so we've tried to do our best to kind of showcase that.
The right atmosphere has made it easier to book high-level talent as well.
I mean, now it's just, we're here, they know it, they want to come. And so, really, honestly, we don't really have to sell ourselves like we did at the beginning. And it's not just the experience of the comedians and they're coming back again. It's those same comedians going to LA and Los Angeles back to their friends and telling them how fun it is here. And that's the crowds more than anything. I mean, the crowds are smart and they know what they want and they're great almost always.
Part of this recognition comes from the success of the first ever Limestone Comedy Festival that the Comedy Attic helped to put on this past summer. So with the success of the Comedy Attic in these past 5 years, I asked Jared what he hoped for the next 5 years.
Honestly, like, I don't know. I don't want to know. You know, I want to be able to change things as we go. The one thing that has been the constant about the Comedy Attic is that you don't know what's going to happen. I would much prefer to bring somebody here who's doing something that no one else can do than bring someone who's fantastic at what they do, but it's what everybody else is doing. What we're interested in is bringing someone like Sean O'Connor here who is on the cusp of being a superstar. And then hopefully we've done enough to prove to them that when they are a superstar, we'd be glad to have them back when they can sell every ticket to every show.
Did you guys know a bird is the only animal you can throw and you're helping it? You throw a dog, you're a monster. You throw a bird, you're gonna hear the word majestic.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Mark Chilla.